Roy Lilly. Well, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, 1962. They sang it first. Big Girls Don't Cry. Shall I sing it for you? Well, I'll link to it in this morning's e-letter. So that's your earworm for the weekend. Big Girls Don't Cry, neither do big boys, or at least we're not supposed to, but I have news for you. This one did. I read an article and I could feel the stinging, the tears welling up in my eyes. I blinked and a big fat tear ran down my cheeks and splashed onto the page. Big boys and old geezers do cry. I was reading about nurse Susie LaGrata. I read her life story, the courageous decision she made and how she came to be here today. Tears of admiration, tears of regret, tears of shame, tears of joy and tears of love. She left her baby daughter with her husband in the Philippines and came here to start a career as a nurse. Now, it sounds easy, doesn't it? After all, a record number of 25,000 international nurses joined the register last year. It's not easy. In 1996, she finished her degree in adult nursing and worked as a mandatory volunteer, which you have to do apparently in the Philippines, and then as a critical care nurse for 2 years. And just months after getting married, she gave birth. At the time, she was earning £50 a month for 6 days a week. Even as a qualified nurse, she was living in poverty. Faced with the opportunity to be interviewed for the possibility to come and join the NHS, she had to buy only half a tin of baby milk to afford the bus ticket to attend an interview. Aged 23 years, she said goodbye to her family, her husband and her daughter, and came to the UK to join the UCLH, University College London. She said, and I quote, "I find it hard to talk about it as it was the most painful experience in my life." It's enough to make a strong man weep. Her recruitment had involved 6 months of exams, interviews and a medical. Her leaving had none of the soft landing we might expect today. No WhatsApp, no FaceTime, no email. She could only phone home when she could afford a telephone card. Eventually, she was joined by her husband and child, but it took 4 years for them to afford the rent on a flat. New culture, new cold climate, canteen food and the mystery of custard. All of this is published in this month's paywalled Nursing Standard. Now, unless you can get hold of a hard copy, no nurse or can kick over a paywall or nick one from the stationery newsagent or whatever, you won't be able to read it. It's tears of frustration that this true life story could stay between the pages of a magazine and not in the hearts of 1.4 million people working with Susie. Know her story and all the other Susie's story. My message today to the management of the magazine is let this article about Susie escape under the wire. We all should know what it's like to travel halfway around the world and arrive here to work in the NHS. It's a lesson for every employer inviting overseas staff to come here. The things we must do better. How Susie managed derogatory comments about how she spoke and obvious racism to become an advanced nurse practitioner, winning an RCN award in 2022 for her trailblazing work in headache treatment, opening the first nurse-led clinic offering multiple cranial nerve blocks. She travels the world now, spreading her expertise. And her daughter is now in her early 20s and a nurse at the UCLH. Tears of joy. Susie came to work here out of poverty, necessity. Now she hopes Philippine nurses will come here out of choice. This is a moving story that touched a nerve and got my lacrimal system working overtime. That made me think, when we so glibly talk about recruiting overseas, there is so much more to it. My tears were for a realization of how callous we can be, but at the end, they were tears of joy for a story well told and a happy ending. Please get hold of a copy of this month's Nursing Standard. Steal it, bribe somebody, pay double, cozy up to an RCN member and read their copy when they're not looking. Do whatever it takes. Read it. Note to the bosses of the Nursing Standard, please make an old man happy and put a link to Susie and So Me. Thank you. Thank you. And have the best weekend you can. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again next week. Bye-bye now.